Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Out there in Radio Land. Hemp Shop, yes. Today, tonight, what is the topic? I'm just going to get right to it. The topic of the night, because it's been really on, I'm stressed out, okay? The topic of the night is dating and their problems that we single women's been having with these Negroes, and they ain't heroes. I'm going to tell you something right now. Okay, I'm having issues with finding the love of my life. Okay. No. I'm having a hard time because I'm stuck between the little dick and the big dick. I don't know. You never can find anything in between. I'm going to tell you right now, the little dick and the big dick is an issue. All the little dicks have all the money. They got all the sleekness, all the mammals. They just is just the most wonderful. They want to be so faithful. Then you got the big dicks. They treat you like you ain't shit, but the dick's so good, you don't care. I'm telling you, they broke as hell. They'll never got their money together. They like together, but the dick's so good, you don't let them borrow some money. And, you know, I'm going to explain to you right now why we have these issues. Now, this is, I'm giving you the game right now. I'm giving everybody the game right now. Listen. No, listen. Tonight, why do niggas with the big dicks always be broke and always got attitude? They got all the swag. They know how to maneuver and be con artists. Con you out your draws. Con you out your pennies. Why? Bam. From the time a big dick nigga been a child, he always been favored. He know when people say, ooh, ooh, when they changing the pampers. So them children already know that they got some big penises. They mama and them be sitting up there telling them. And they already be saying, oh, they gonna, ooh, you gonna get some girls in trouble. So, once the child camera on, he developed an attitude. Why the big dicks develop an attitude? Because his dick always get caught up in zippers. I'm telling you, that shit hurt. So he, as he grow up, he always having issues with his dick getting caught up in places. His dick, he sat on it. I mean, it's aggravating. And then he developed this anger. All right? And then he already know that his dick is big and he going to punish whoever once he gets some pussy. Now, once he finally start getting pussy, he going to be trying to damage pussy and tear your walls down, flip you up and down, put you in the air, put your leg over him, all that kind of stuff because he's trying to reach to the bottom. You know how the dudes be saying they trying to reach all kinds of walls and stuff. These they be traveling and really trying to reach for things. Now, follow me now. This is serious shit. Follow me. Bam. So he, once he finds whatever he's looking for in there, it is easy for him to find it because the dick's so long, he gonna find it quick. Bam. He find it. Hell, he don't want your ass no goddamn more. He got to go find somebody else so he can goddamn do the damn same thing with her. is a sport. It becomes a sport. It becomes something that he wants to do all the time. So listen, everybody, that is why the big dick niggas are so mean and always want to fuck everything and cheat. Now, why he broke? Bam. Because he ain't shit. He always mean. If a person always mean, got attitudes and shit, ain't nothing good going to come to him. Hell, he going to run off whoever, what kind of money he was trying to make. He can't keep no job because he got an attitude at the job. He can't keep nothing. He can't keep no money because once he spent all the money on the outfit to get the pussy, he ain't got no more. That is why. I'm telling you now, this is some good shit. This shit probably, somebody going to probably make a book out of this shit. Or probably write this shit down and use this for further in the future. I'm telling you, this is good shit. Bam. Little dick niggas. Now, see, the reason why little dick niggas are faithful is because once they putting that dick in there and trying to find the treasure, they'll never find it because it gets so little, he can't reach it. So he's faithful to you because he persisted. He continuing to trying to find it, but his ass ain't going to find it. Hell, you goddamn get tired of him trying to find it. So, hell, you end up leaving him, and then he got to try to find something with somebody else, and he don't never find it. So that's why he's sick to whoever he went, because he's sitting there trying to find that same thing that the big dick nigga already been done found and moved on. I'm telling you, this is like the dick Bible. This is like the dick testament. This is like the dick documentaries. This is some good shit that I'm giving y'all, and I shouldn't even be telling y'all this. I mean, I should be charged for this kind of shit. Now, okay, bam. Little dick nigga and money. His dick so little, he always nice. His dick ain't getting caught up in zippers and shit. He ain't sitting on his dick. When he get ready for work and shit like that, his dick ain't getting caught up in that way. He got an attitude by the time he get on to work. He don't have no motherfucking problem. So, that is why these niggas have big dick and broke and little dick with all the money. That is my philosophy. I mean, you guys can argue it as much as you want to argue it. I don't know, but that is what's going on tonight. All right. No, this is serious shit here. All right, so let me get to the little some things that's going on in the city. We got September 3rd, Hemi Awards ceremony, La Isla Soul Food Restaurant. Frank White owns the restaurant, aka Trap. He has a beautiful restaurant in Sanford, a seafood day party. It'll go on from 4 to 8. We will be having a ceremony and happy hour. Happy hour is from 4 to 6. 50 cent wings, 50 cent blue crab, 50 cent oysters. I mean, you could come with $5 and eat good. I mean, $5 you call it. So I'm talking about Hennessy, Ciroc, whatever you want, $5. And there is an after party. And on top of that, Jacoby Bean from Queen Pen 2 and Queen Pen 1 as well. You get it at queenpenmovie.com. Yes, it is a movie out of Jacksonville endorsed by Snoop Dogg. He is a main actor, killer in the movie. He will be presenting our beautiful winners and awards. He has some beautiful eyes, and all girls be saying he's just so fine. Well, you will get pictures with him. You'll be able to get your awards, and we will party. He is the lit seafood at La Isla Soul Food in Sanford. Now,
Cody P, put me in, coach. We'll be here September 17th at Vibe Coco. So make sure you mark your calendars for that. People are already getting their tickets. Make sure you copy your tickets early. It might just be a sold-out event. It's looking like it very well will be. So make sure you get your tickets. Make sure you get your hair appointment set. Make sure you get your outfits together. Make sure you throw aside some money to make sure your kids feel straight. Make sure you have your babysitter in line because it is going down September 17th. Cody P will be in the building.
See, the other niggas ain't never know nothing.
They ain't never know nothing.
See, I done been that. I seen so many faces, but I still can't describe it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But this is finally perfect right here. Like for real. Put me in, coach. Put me in. I lost a couple dogs. I want revenge. So, nigga, put me in, coach. It's overtime. We going in.
Yes, Cody P will be here. You've seen the drop all over the pages. He already said he's coming. It's definitely in effect. Make sure you have everything in line for it. Okay, next topic, dating. Now, I talked about how I had issues with my dating and dudes not wanting to go out on dates, and he don't feel that he want to think of dates and all of this other shit. Listen here. We ain't got time to be fucking on the first date when you 30 and over. I can't do it no more. Now, it's a time that my pussy done, I ain't finna have my pussy worldwide. That's how your pussy get very sensitive and fragile from the time you get 30 and over. Now, a lot of these little heifers done fucked they shit up, you know, the full time. But see, I was happened to be born in the 80s, so, you know, we weren't fucked out that much. And so we was able to preserve our pussies. Now, I was able to preserve mine. And what I figured out is once you turn 30, you can't fuck on the first night and then just stay the hell with his ass. You got the goddamn start sitting down and thinking about the decisions that you're making and shit. I can't be living like these teenagers out here. I can't do it. So, what I'm going to have to do tonight is tell you guys a few dating tips that I learned. What I figured out is a nigga don't want to go nowhere, so you got to trick them into going somewhere. You got to tell them, oh, meet me at the Starbucks. Or meet me at the park somewhere. He gonna be like, oh, what you meeting at the park? Oh, well, it's a nice day, and I mean, we could just meet at the park. If you go to saying it like it's a date, no. Tell him, oh, yeah, I got some people I got to meet at the park. You know what I'm saying? So just come playing through. I'm gonna see you too, and you know what I'm saying? Kill two birds with one stone. See, you gotta talk. They kind of language for them to understand the kind of shit that you want done. Then by the time when you come, hey, you got a couple of sandwiches and you know, you got a couple of Capri Suns, you tell them, hey, you hungry, let's sit, eat some sandwiches and some chips and stuff, and let's talk a little bit. He ain't really gonna know you done tricked him into a motherfucking pick-a-nick. Tell you that right now. You be done tricked his ass into a motherfucking pick-a-neck. Now, I was listing a lot of places that you can go for the low. Now, I'll recap on that. We got museums, parks, art galleries. You got the beach. And then you got walking downtown, any downtown in any kind of city. I mean, y'all could just go say, hey, let's go downtown, damn Temple. Hell, the ride 3 hours, y'all would be able to talk about a lot of shit
you know, y'all go half on the gas. That ain't but a tank and a half of gas or so, you know, a tank or two. I mean, it's not really all that much, you know. You know, you just got to just plan it, do it, have fun. But my thing is, either way, you're going to fuck. Why not experience some things along the way? Just in case it don't work out, at least you have some fun and some bullshit. I ain't going to be fucking y'all niggas just for no reason no more. I done got out the game. All right, recap of our Hammy Awards. I am so happy to announce that we will have our top five on Friday. I will be relieved of having to post all these damn pictures. I'm telling y'all right now, I'll be saying it on the Facebook like I'm so happy about the Hammy Awards and both of your favorite and all that. I'm tired of these motherfuckers. I am tired. 30 and 40 pictures, that means I got to go find them, and then they going to tell me that they don't like them. I just pick out the ones with the most motherfucking likes. Shit. Hell, I go through your profile picture, and I'll figure out how many likes you have, and that's how I post the picture. All of these damn pictures and everybody that want to turn in these bonus entries, I'm sick of this shit. I'll be so goddamn glad when I ain't got to post all these motherfuckers. April 22nd, I'm sorry. April 22nd, we will be having August 22nd, we will be announcing our winners. Top five will be this Friday. Top five. So make sure you vote for your favorites, so that they make it the top five, and I'm posting top five pictures all throughout the week so that they can get their likes up, how it goes, and if they get the most likes and shares, they win. With the rappers, they get the most likes, shares, and views on videos, and they win. So, prizes if you win. You get the trophy custom with your name. The Hammy Award trophy, 5 years in a row. I'm talking about people go crazy over this trophy, y'all. This is a nice trophy. Okay, and then you also get a free seafood and free entry to the Hammy Awards dinner ceremony. Pictures with Killa, if you'd like. I mean, some people might not want a picture. I was getting some inboxes from some dudes saying I don't give a damn about pictures with dudes, but understand you could have just skipped that part. Ignorant black folk, but I just try to keep myself, my composure as much as I can. Okay, then we also have our different editions, which is like our beach edition and, you know, our date night edition. So stay tuned for Hammy Awards. Stay tuned for me posting them and all of that jazz. Okay, moving right along. Oh, congrats to all of our finalists thus far. Hopefully they'll make it because this will be the last week that they'll have that chance. All right. I have my movie / musical coming out very soon. 907 is what it's called. It comes out on September 7th, which is 907. It is 9 minutes and 7 seconds long. And it will drop exactly at 9:07 p.m. Yes. So how could you not know, or how could you forget about this wonderful project that I have? All right. So it's sort of like a rap musical / movie, and it's five videos 5 different time periods: 1920s, 1950s, the 90s, woo-woo, now, and the future. So, all of the songs have, like, you know, the theme of the time period. The videos have the theme of the time period. I'm so excited. I can't give away everything of the video, but that's the most that I can talk about it. But last week we heard a snippet of my 1920s song, and we will be listening to a snippet of my 1950s song. It is called Doo-Wop. And it's actually only person that have heard my music is just me and my producer. And this is one of his faves. He sings it all the time. So, shout out to my producer, Mike Lennox with Double Cup Studios. I've been loving doing this project with him. I know I'm a big headache. He's also the director. I have a co-director, and I have a video editor. Shout out to my video editor, Kendra Ray, co-director, Noelle. It's been a wonderful project. I've been having so much fun with it. I'm done with all of my themes. I will be having some cameos, so stay tuned for me announcing who will be in my cameo, in my video and doing cameo appearances. Shout out to you in my community who want to be a part of the cameos. All it is just making you a little video and sending it in, because I will be having little snippets of your videos and my now video. So, Doo-Wop is what it is, and I'm going to play Doo-Wop for you guys in just a moment, but let's just do a recap from the top of what we were talking about all night. We were talking about big dicks versus little dicks. All right, just in case you missed it, why do big dick niggas have all the money and little big dick niggas be broke and little dick niggas have all the money? Okay, big dick niggas, they have attitude problems. The reason why they dick so big is always getting stuck in the zipper. Remember, he has a hard time with that. He been struggling with that since a child, sitting on his dick being cramped up. Now the new fashion is skinny jeans. Whole thing got to wear these skinny ass jeans, his dick suffocating. He has attitudes. He can't keep jobs because he got an attitude. His dick is in the way. The reason why he doesn't want to stay faithful is because it's become a sport. He trying to find that treasure in your pussy. He finds it quickly and easily. The little dick nigga, he still be searching. That is why he is faithful. That is why he stays. He's still looking for the treasure. Big dick nigga finds it. He moves on to the next motherfucker. It's a circle of life. You can't blame these guys. All right. Little dick nigga got money because he's always happy. His dick's not getting stuck in the zipper. He doesn't have to worry about that. He don't have to worry about that kind of shit. That's why he's a hustler. That's why when he gets ready for work, he don't have no motherfucking problems. He don't have attitude when he get to the job. And that is why we have the big dicks and the little dicks, the no money and all the money. Y'all don't know what y'all gonna choose. Damn. Choose what you please, but that's just what it is. Now, dating. Remember, museums, parks, art galleries, beaches, downtown. Any downtown area, you can go to any place and just walk about downtown. Look at what they got. Get some ice cream, very cheap, wonderful. Y'all went on a trip, went too much, y'all done did some, bam, dating, done. All right. Also, we got September 3rd, Grammy Award Ceremony Seafood Party, La Isla Soul Food, Sanford. Chloe D, September 17th, Vibes, live. Make sure you get your tickets ASAP. and my musical 907. Yes, it will be coming out and dropping September 7th at 9:07 p.m., 9 minutes and 7 seconds long. And here's a little snippet. I did 1920s last week. If you missed the episode, you can catch it and re-listen to it on either on Blog Talk Radio or catch the link on my page, whether it's Ham Shop or Hamisha Jones or Hammy Jones. Bitch, I got a lot of pages. Who cares? I want everybody to motherfucking find me. Okay. Doo-wop is on the dial right now. Tell me what you think. Y'all. Yes, that was a snippet of Doo-Wop, my cute little song. I love it. I was wearing my little poodle skirt. I just am so whimsical. I love that song. It expresses about sticking to your paper and saying, fuck this whole marriage shit. And basically, you know, just all the things that I've been feeling, my feelings. I started rapping when I was very young. I made my first rap when I was 12 and was on a mixtape. I will be sharing that in a couple of weeks when I do my throwback edition. So stay tuned for that. I will be sharing a few of my ratchet songs. Y'all gonna be like, this bitch ratchet as fuck. Okay. All right. My shout out tonight. Let's see who I'm shouting out. Shanta Burr, to you, baby. Tron Battle. Hey, boom. Shout out to you. Let me see who else I'm shouting out tonight. All my friends. Hey, y'all. Oh, my baby, Shaylin, shout out to you. Kenesha Wilfork, shout out to you, baby. Shamika Parker, Laquan Eden, Sean Shook Mitchell, shout out to you, Tim T. Side of her mess. Hey, boo. She is a dark skinned baddie contestant. About whatever, bitch. Still standing. Megan Thompson, Andrea G. Janae Barber, Cynthia Rutland, Candace Wynn, Becca Knox, Shayla Marie. Hey, boo. Lady Black Cherry. Hardway Hussein, he is a Rapper of the Year contestant. Shout out to him. Shout out to everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next week at 11, Monday, 11 p.m. Yowzers! Hello? Who this is?